This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, yesterday was a bad day. It was a bad day, and I apologize for not being on air. A couple seconds before I had to go on air, I got a call that my son broke his leg while playing football in gym class. Apparently, he's in a weightlifting class. I don't know why they were playing football in weightlifting class. You're supposed to lift weights. And then I had to run off air to go and deal with that. And then later in the day, I accidentally, and I swear it was an accident, showed porn to my class. It was an accident. And so let me just tell you how bad yesterday went and how I don't even know how to recoup. All right, so son's playing. I know you weren't interested in the porn story, but I got to talk about my baby. Because this kind of stinks, you know? I mean, my Obamacare plan, it's ridiculous. So, he's supposed to be lifting weights, and for some reason, he and, I don't know, his doofus friends, classmates, decide to play some football. And after seeing, the brilliant moves by, not only Ezekiel Elliott, because I'm thinking of the, of course I got Dallas on my mind, but Gronkowski and, AJ, why can't I think of it? Odell Beckham Jr., very impressed with them. But anyway, after seeing all that this weekend, they need to show off. So here they are like idiots playing football. My son blows out his knee, but he thought he broke it because the kneecap went all the way to the other side. I mean, the kneecap, it dislocated. He had a subluxated or a dislocated kneecap, okay? Duh. Anyway, so coach had to put it back in, and after the coach did that, he passes out. So apparently there was all this drama. So we took the kid to the orthopedist, and the orthopedist was like, you need an MRI. So fine, okay, well, let's go do an MRI. Well, of course, with our, I don't know, how many $1,000 deductible plan, that costs a pretty penny out of pocket to go get an MRI. But he's okay. He didn't break his leg. He didn't chip up a bone. He's got, dislocated patella that could re-dislocate. And we need to figure out how he's going to go skiing this winter because I really need to teach his kid how to ski. But that's neither here nor there. Then I have a class to teach, okay, for about 140 students from 1 to 5. We split them up. It was a good class. It's a good class. I was teaching the medical students how to drape and gown a patient. Okay, we got to get over the awkwardness of dealing with a naked patient in medical school. And when I was in medical school, I believe they hired actors and prostitutes to be the ones we do the exams on. And I mean, bless them for being there and allowing us to, practice. But with this, we weren't teaching any particular pelvic exams. I was teaching them what's a proper way to drape to maintain privacy while the actors are kind of in their underwear. But it's very, very difficult to teach 150 students, okay, and show each one, okay, personally how to do it. So I decided to make these YouTube videos. So I made these YouTube videos on how to drape and gown when you're ready to do a pelvic exam or an abdominal exam or a breast exam. So the patient still feels covered, is still warm in a very cold exam room, but is able to have the sheet. Well, there is something that's very strange that happens with YouTube. And I guess what happens with YouTube is you could be watching a video, the video you want. And when the video ends, it decides on its own to play a different YouTube video that may not even be on your channel. That's just a completely different video. Well, because I was showing the students in class the video on draping for a breast exam, as that video finishes and I turn to the class to talk, the next video YouTube puts up, I don't know what it was called, but that woman had the biggest breasts I have ever seen. And I guess it had to do with some sort of pornographic act, okay, with breasts. And so the class is watching this behind me while I'm lecturing on proper draping and gowning procedures. So I had to run over, and I was like, oh, my gosh, ah, okay. And, you know, of course, you know, there's giggles. And actually, I was really scared because there was a lot of silence because I was worried that they thought, you know, when you have a YouTube channel, I don't know if you guys understand how YouTube works, but I guess you can post up a video, but you usually have a channel. People can subscribe to that channel, so the videos that replay and circulate are your videos. Well, if they thought that that was my channel, and I guess the woman with the boobs was a, I guess kind of was a strawberry blonde, we possibly are now running the risk of people thinking that that could have been my video, and it wasn't. Trust me, those breasts were like in the chest area. My breasts hang out with the knees. So I'm not sure where this is going to go today when I go to work, okay, because I believe in the teacher handbook, you are not supposed to, I guess, show porn to the students. Again, this was an accident. It was an accident. So we'll see. I think the students are good. I don't think anybody's going to narc, you know, oh, Dr. Dolly, she was born. I don't think they're going to do that because I'm like the easy A class. Yeah, that's what you do when you're a teacher. Okay, when you're a teacher, you want to make sure they like you because if they like you, you keep your job. Okay, but you can't be too much of an easy A because if you're too much of an easy A, they don't show up to class. And I realized yesterday, because my husband helped me realize why I love teaching so much. Okay, here I am on the radio. And I think that so many of you are right now listening in your car or listening at work to my show. Am I right? But you're not. You guys are looking at your phones. You're looking at the highway. You're not paying attention to me. You're paying attention to your driving. Well, you know, for a radio host that loves to talk, that kind of stinks. Yes, I want you to be a safe driver, and I want you to keep your eye on the road. But when I'm talking, I want to be listened to. Okay, so you're like, well, you know, your kids listen to you, your mom. You could demand, no, I can't. My kids don't listen to me. Being mom doesn't demand or command their attention. But when you're a teacher, and you're in front of that classroom, they have to listen. Even though they go on their phones and they may play around the computer, I now have a captive audience. These students are forced to be my audience. And it's pretty damn cool. So I guess that's why I like teaching. Yeah. And if they want to get a good grade, they have to laugh at my jokes. Yeah, see? That's great. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we got a lot to talk about. This is, we got a lot of medical news. In the next segment, though, for those of you who are Walking Dead fans, I got some real cool scoop, okay, for you on that. And for those of you who are Star Wars fans, apparently there was a little affair or a tryst happening between some major characters in the old days. We need to talk about that. So I definitely got some movie news. But let's get to some of the medical headlines because I know you haven't gotten them in about 48 hours. And I know you guys are going through withdrawals. So let's do that. And then we'll definitely hit the Hollywood stuff because that stuff is pretty cool. Got some really cool stuff for you guys. All right. So we got some bad news for those of you guys taking proton pump inhibitors. These proton pump inhibitors, these Nexium, Prilosec, Prevacid, right? Now they're in the news, as a study has revealed that they could put you at risk for stroke. Are you kidding me? Millions of us suffer from reflux and from heartburn. And now that Prevacid is over the counter, Prilosec is over the counter, I believe Nexium is over the counter, and we could just go over the counter and get these medications, so many of us are taking them more and more. Well, unfortunately with that, now we're at risk of ischemic stroke. Remember, there's two types of strokes. You got the ischemic stroke, where it's a lack of blood supply to the brain, or you have a hemorrhagic stroke, where you have a bleed in the brain. We are talking about ischemic stroke. And you're like, are you kidding me? So when you look at the different types of heartburn medications out there, we're not talking about the Tums or the Rolaids. Those are the calcium carbonate that kind of help neutralize the stomach acid. We're not looking at that. We're not looking at the Pepcid or Zantac, which are the H2 histamine, H2 antagonist blockers, which prevent acid secretion. But we are looking at the proton pump inhibitors that reduce stomach acid production. They inhibit an enzyme that helps bring the acid and produce the acid in the stomach. So we end up lowering our stomach acid. With this lower of the stomach acid, we have less symptoms. And for those of us who have real bad reflux and a insufficient or a weak sphincter, a weak sphincter with the lower esophageal sphincter, such that the stomach acid jumps back up into the esophagus, and the esophagus is not built for that stomach acid, we're at risk for esophageal cancer. So what does your doctor do? Your doctor says you're going on a proton pump inhibitor. What if you have an ulcer? If you have an ulcer, same thing. You get put on a proton pump inhibitor. So these are very, very common medications. So in this Danish study, researchers reviewed the records of 245,000 patients who were dealing with abdominal pain and reflux disease. And they later found that 9,500 of these 245,000 patients later went on to suffer stroke. So some of you will say, well, Dahlia, that's not really significant because a lot of people get stroke, heart disease. What's the big deal? Well, these were people that were all, it was already ruled out. It was already, shall we say, dissected out the people that had high risk factors for heart disease. So if they took out the smokers, if they took out the people with the high family history of heart disease, if they took out the high cholesterol patients, this is an issue. So they found that the proton pump inhibitors overall increased our risk of ischemic stroke by 21%. But it also varied depending on the brand. Prevacid and Prilosec rose our stroke risk by 33%. Nexium by 50%. Protonic 79%. Now, be careful. There's some studies saying Protonic rose at 97%. I think that's a typo. So be very, very careful when you read some of these. I believe the study said it was 79%. Still high. Now, here's something that you can find some relief in. Most over-the-counter Nexium and Prilosec and Prevacid medications are low dose. So you know how Prevacid comes 15 and 30? Okay? Or Nexium comes 20 and 40, even though we usually use the 40. Protonix usually comes 40, but Prilosec comes 20 and 40. Prevacid 15, 30. Okay? The over-the-counter are the lower dose, and they did not find stroke risk increase with lower dose. So, whew, we could breathe a sigh of relief. But usually you guys are popping two. Or your doctor, or medical provider, is putting you on the high dose. I mean, I never really gave Prevacid 15 milligrams, except if it was like a teenager. I gave Prevacid 30, you know, or Prilosec 40. So those quote-unquote high-dose medications are the ones that were at risk. Now, some of you will say, Dahlia, this isn't news, because these proton pump inhibitors have been in the news. They were already linked to heart disease. You're right. And good for you for listening to my show, because that's probably where you got that news. See? Okay, so I'm okay with that. You know, you don't have to have an attitude. You don't have to roll your eyes. Okay, but I will take that backhanded compliment. Thank you. So Proton pump inhibitors a couple years ago were found to increase the risk of renal failure. Remember that one? And so I had to start taking my patients off the proton pump inhibitors because I was afraid that it was going to accelerate their kidney disease, which unfortunately too many people already have. It can also increase risk of fractures. They can increase risk of Clostridium difficile, severe intestinal infection. Now, this is we're going to come back to that because this is interesting. These proton pump inhibitors increase risk of pneumonia. Now, some of you are like, well, how the hell is that happening? Well, I'll tell you. Low magnesium levels. All right, you could, and, you know, with the fracture risk and the low magnesium levels, sometimes you need that acid. No, not dropping acid. We're talking about the acid in the stomach. Sometimes you need the acid in the stomach to break down your food and help some nutrients become more absorbable. It's there for a reason. They also found these proton pump inhibitors increase risk of dementia. And some of you guys on medications like blood thinners, it'll mess with the absorption of those. So the researchers don't have any clue as to why it could cause a risk of stroke unless what it could be doing is messing with the bacteria in the gut. Okay? Everything starts from the mouth, then it goes to the esophagus, then it goes to the stomach. So you change something there. You'll change then the gut flora, these bacteria that live in the gut. They think maybe some of these bacteria, and boy, they've been in the news all the time. Everybody talks about gut bacteria now. Right? They're really studying that. That's like the in vogue thing right now, which is why you keep hearing so many stories. But these gut bacteria may have protective effects on the heart. Maybe they have protective effects on the kidneys. Maybe they give off some sort of a marker or protein that seems to help. So, this is a very, it's very, very interesting. When you see something that shouldn't be associated with something else, and it is. So what do you do? I mean, we don't want you guys getting esophageal cancer, and esophageal cancer is rare, but it is so damn scary. And having chronic heartburn, you know, puts you at risk that, you know, we doctors are going to say, well, to heck with the stroke, we want to make sure you don't get cancer. Esophageal cancer is scary. So what should you guys be doing? Well, first and foremost, okay, what we want you to do is try not to be on high dose medications if you don't have to be. Okay. If you could get away with the small, with the less dose, I would go with that. Two is, you know, try to mix it up a little bit, okay? And again, there's natural things you could do, but when we're looking at medications, you know, try to maybe, you know, okay, maybe use Tums one day, maybe use Pepcid one day. Maybe, you know, you don't have to chronically be on some of these medications. Now, how should you prevent GERD? Well, one thing is lose weight. Okay, as you lose weight, you have less reflux, so lose weight. Quit smoking. If you smoke, you're going to have higher reflux, okay? If you're a diabetic or have asthma, that could also put you at risk. If you, eat like crap, I really think eating like crap is a biggie. So let's say you eat fried foods, fatty foods, tomato sauce is a biggie. If you drink alcohol, if you eat chocolate, mint, garlic, onion, caffeine, according to a Mayo Clinic, make heartburn worse. Your coffee, your caffeine drinks, not good. You need to figure out what will trigger your heartburn. I figured it out. For me, gummy bears or those gummy vitamins, anything that's gummy or gelatin in nature, I get worse heartburn. So I have to immediately stop that. After you eat, don't lie down. Don't lie down. All right. You got to make sure you have gravity work with you. And if you do lie down, you should be elevating the level of the bed. We say 45 degrees works really well. I don't know if you could sleep like that, but if you could elevate the bed. Okay, and, you know, I use my pillow. I love my pillow. My pillow is great to elevate your head, but you need to elevate the, your torso. So put some books, make sure it's even, under the head of the bed, okay, under the feet of the head of the bed, and then, you get that right, okay, and do that. And again, guys, you know, really cut that smoking and alcohol. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Propure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a Pro-Pure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized Pro-Pure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, we've been talking about politics so much over the last few months. It's really, really nice to kind of, you know, get some other sort of scoop. Even though, yeah, we still have to talk about politics, but that's okay. That's good. This is very, very interesting, okay? Many of us wondered, and I was a little girl, and when I saw Han Solo and Princess Leia make out, right, on, you know, on the Star Wars movies, I was like, wow, how do you do that if you really don't like each other? And I remember my mom saying, you know, I think they do like each other in real life. And some of us could pick up on that, just like I picked up on Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie having some sort of fireworks going on when we saw a picture of them on the set years ago while he was still married to Jennifer Aniston. But here's the scoop. Harrison Ford looks like had a three-month affair with Carrie Fisher, and she spills the beans in her memoir, The Princess Diarist. It's pretty cool. But he was married at the time. So apparently this started back in 1976 on the London set of Star Wars. She's currently 60 years old, but she was only 19 at the time when she first slept with Harrison Ford. Apparently he had offered to drive her home because she was quote-unquote wine sodden. So she drank a lot of wine after director George Lucas's birthday party. Whoa. Okay. He was 34 years old. She was 19, and he was the father of two. Now, very interesting, she says he was not very good in bed, but she said she didn't mind because she wasn't a real good kisser. This is very interesting. Okay, this is like good scoop. Poor Harrison Ford, because he looks like he'd be wonderful in bed. If I was ever in bed with Harrison Ford, I would so want the Indiana Jones hat and the whip. Okay, well, we'll talk about that later. Anyway, I didn't think it was that good looking as Han Solo. I hated the haircut. But in the 80s, wow. Okay, so there's obviously a 14-year difference. If she's 60 and he's 74, and she was 19 when he was 34, then maybe there was a missed birthday. There was something going on with the birthday. Okay, but anyway, he was a lot older than her. So she said it was so intense. Okay, it was Han and Leah during the week and Carrie and Harrison during the weekend. She said even after sex, she felt insecure in his arms, but she trusted something about him. Again, she felt insecure sexually and she thought she was a bad kisser. And this is all the scoop. This is all the scoop she's giving us. He said he was very, very kind. She said that night at the party, he looked over at Harrison, a hero's face. A few strands of hair fell over his noble, slightly furrowed brow. How could you ask such a shining specimen of a man to be satisfied with the likes of me? Now, she said she really couldn't recall all the details of her three-month tryst due to, quote, the brutal strength of Harrison's preferred strain of pot. So apparently Harrison Ford, according to this, was on pot, and it was so strong that they don't remember a lot of it. So this is a 272-page book that hits the shelves November 22nd, and she said she relentlessly tried to make Harrison Ford love her and fantasized about him giving her an engagement ring inscribed Harrison. So all this Brad, Jelena, and what was Bennifer? Yeah, was it Bennifer for Ben Affleck and J-Lo? And then, or was it B-Lo? I don't know what they did, but you know what? Yeah, exactly. That looks like started back then in the 70s because she wanted to be called Harrison. That's pretty cool. Now, Harrison Ford was married. He was married to Mary Marquardt, I guess, but it did end in 1979. And she said it had nothing to do with her. And, I mean, Harrison Ford obviously likes younger women. Didn't Harrison Ford marry Ally McBeal, Calista Flockhart, right? Aren't they together?
Calista Flockhart.
Yeah, Calista Flockhart, yeah. So he likes younger women. He's got a thing for younger women anyway. And you know what? I'm a lot younger than him, so Harrison Ford, anytime. Although I'm married, we'll have to figure that out. Okay, but that was very, very interesting because they, all right, well, I saw that coming. I knew that was happening. Okay, so while we now The Walking Dead. Okay, a lot of you guys are Walking Dead fans, so this is very, very interesting. Okay, apparently my hubby told me that there is this big rumor that Daryl, okay, for those of you guys that don't know Walking Dead, really quickly, it's about this whole zombie apocalypse. So I guess there's this big, mean guy named Negan. Okay, there's this bad guy right now, Negan, where apparently whenever there is a zombie apocalypse, your worst enemy aren't the zombies. It's the other humans. Because people try to usurp power. They try to take over. They steal other people's guns. They either enslave you or they rape you or they, you know, do weird things. So now there's this big, mean guy called Negan. And he stole Daryl. He basically kidnapped Daryl. And Daryl, he's a fighter. And so Daryl, in the last episode, he just kind of sat there and he seemed to blink a lot. Well, if we take a step back, apparently in one of the houses, there's a poster, okay, that says Morse code. And it's a poster that shows what ABC Morse code is. And so the big theory that's circulating is Daryl, in one scene, stares at Rick and just blinks a lot. So we're like, what's wrong with him? But Rick seems to nod like he gets it, which means Daryl probably spoke to Rick in Morse code. Very, 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 very cool. All right, so for those of you guys into The Walking Dead, maybe I'm going to give this show one more shot because I got to tell you, I've been watching every episode, and this season, to me, is the most disturbing, but that's pretty cool if you start incorporating Morse code. Okay, so you guys get all that? All right, good. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is very interesting. Ebola is back in the news. I wonder how Ebola is taking all the Zika news. I mean, Ebola was in the spotlight. Ebola got all the headlines for a while, unfortunately, and then Zika got all these headlines and everybody forgot about Ebola. Well, Ebola found a way to make its way back into the news. And how Ebola did it is apparently there's a study saying some people that get Ebola just don't get sick at all. We're not talking like immune. We're talking about they get Ebola, but they're asymptomatic. It's like, you know, some people will, let's say, be exposed to chlamydia or herpes, but they just don't get the symptoms. And viruses can do that where they cause silent infections. The problem with that is if you're trying to avoid somebody with Ebola and they don't even know they have it, just like with Zika, they could give it to you. Very, very scary. They say in at least one village in Sierra Leone, it seems that up to a quarter of those infected may never have known it. They say our data indicates that 25% of the Ebola virus infections may have been minimally symptomatic, according to an international team of researchers. And they wrote this in the Public Library of Science Journal Plus, Neglected Tropical Diseases. Woo! That's a big title there. So as you know, Ebola swept across West Africa, Guinea, Sierra Leone, Liberia from 2014-2016. It infected about 28,000 people and killed over 11,000. We still don't know what the true number of people who were killed because a lot of family members buried them quickly so not to get the disease. So this was the worst outbreak of the virus, even though it's been around for decades. And doctors who treat Ebola patients say that as they get sicker, the virus multiplies in the blood, it's in their poop, their urine, their sweat, semen, etc. So highly infectious. And the symptoms are very severe. You start with a fever. Then you start getting diarrhea, vomiting, bleeding. It's bad. And the death rate is very, very high. So when they found, and I remember about a year ago, they found that there were a group of individuals that were barely immune to it, where they just didn't get Ebola, and they should have because they took care of family members and made them look a little deeper into what's going on. They chose the village of Sukutu in the Diamond Rich Kono district, and they collected blood from 187 people that had been quarantined after they shared latrines with known Ebola patients, and they tested the blood of 132 people who weren't near Ebola patients. And they found some of them had antibodies, which helped immunity. And it also showed that they were exposed, even though they didn't come down with Ebola. So very, very interesting. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
All right, guys. Nice. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So apparently there's a lot of reports out in the media because they're trying to make news. You know, we had all this, you know, political news and back and forth with emails and Hillary and indictments and Donald Trump and all that. And so Donald Trump wins, and it's been a little bit quiet. And I'm actually enjoying the quiet. I'm kind of liking it. But apparently the media is not. Okay, they have people to still entertain. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but, you know, as we watch Fox and CNN, it's been kind of a little boring. We're hearing about Megyn Kelly's new book. We have, they don't have stuff to talk about. And they will once Donald Trump brings up, you know, who his cabinet is going to be and, you know, who he's choosing to, head his, take the lead in certain parts of his administration. Reince Priebus, as we know, being a very, very key player and apparently helping him, Ivanka's Trump's husband, Jared Kushner, I believe it was very, very strategic in the Donald Trump campaign, taking an active role. And so while everybody's trying to say, they're having a difficult time, Donald Trump says, nah, things are moving smoothly. Okay, and I don't know how quick somebody is supposed to assemble his cabinet that quickly. You know, I mean, everybody says during the election, well, who are you going to pick for this? And they're like, let me just concentrate on the election. Yeah, you know, let's not put the cart before the horse. Now all of a sudden everybody's like, well, gosh, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up. He doesn't take office till January 20th. Let him put some time into this. Let him take some time. Apparently, the transition chairman is Vice President-elect Mike Pence. Very nice to see Mike Pence take a role because usually the vice president gets, you know, blown off. So we didn't really expect Tim Kaine to be that active in a Hillary presidency. So I think it's really, really cool that Donald Trump lets Vice President-elect Mike Pence take charge, especially since Mike Pence is very experienced in politics, having been Indiana governor. So apparently they're taking a structured and methodical approach to hiring. That's according to spokesman Jason Miller. They say we are not going to rush the process. All right. Miller said we're not going to rush. We're going to make sure that there are people that we are confident will pass confirmation, and they're going to be people that we think can implement the president-elect's vision. Among them, Rudy Giuliani may be up for Secretary of State. Senator Jeff Sessions would be possible Attorney General, Defense Secretary. Retired General Michael Flynn may be the National Security Advisor. Senator Ted Cruz may be Attorney General or possibly an appointee on the Supreme Court. Now, Ted Cruz declined to address the speculation. He says, I look forward to working very closely with the president-elect, the vice president-elect, to repeal Obamacare and to confirm a strong conservative Supreme Court justice to protect the rights of all Americans. And then, of course, what is Jared Kushner going to do? I think Laura Ingraham may be press secretary. So, very, very exciting, and I see why everybody's all excited about it. But I'm a little concerned as to why nobody's talking about Surgeon General. I know some of you guys are like, oh, please, Surgeon General, hold the phone. I wrote an article on this. The new Surgeon General, that position and that choice should not be taken lightly. And I tell you why, and I made a case for this. Go to my blog at drdahlia.wordpress.com or just go to my website. You'll see the blog on the right. Or go to my Twitter and Facebook and look for the article. But a new Surgeon General, this new Surgeon General is going to have one doozy of a term. And what everybody doesn't realize is while the new administration, any new presidential administration, is looking for key, you know, players in national security and economics and environment and healthcare, the Surgeon General seems to be the crux that could actually affect with a lot of his decisions and a lot of his plans and implementations affect all of the above. They could affect economics, national security, environment, and healthcare. And we'll show you why. Okay, so first, the repeal of Obamacare. Personally, the Surgeon General, basically the Surgeon General, advises the Secretary of Health and Human Services. He's the main, or she is the main spokesperson for the United States when it comes to public health. And they are basically the country's doctor, fixer radios, people. So, the country's quote-unquote doctor, it's usually an MD. I don't think it has to be. I think it could be a nurse, a pharmacist, a therapist. I think it could be dentist, anybody that has chiropractor, anybody that has taken care of patients, understands public health issues, has served their community in one way or another. So I believe that, and so they don't have to be a surgeon, they don't have to be a general. Yes, they're usually an MD. And sometimes they also have a master's in public health, but they usually are an MD. I think that could change. I think that could change this time around if they wanted to. But the repeal of Obamacare is going to occur, or some change to Obamacare is going to occur. And obviously that could affect the economy. I don't understand why the Surgeon General wasn't integral, okay, and at least consulted when Obamacare was written to begin with. Maybe it was, but when Nancy Pelosi and Obama wanted to push this sucker through with Harry Reid, they did. Okay, was the Surgeon General involved? Doubt it. And so if the Surgeon General, if, you know, Donald Trump with his lack of political experience, let's say, does have to rely on people that understand some of the politics of what's going on, I would then deputize that Surgeon General to help with the new healthcare system. As I said, what we have to do is we have to reverse all the penalties to start accelerating full-time employment as opposed to all these part-time jobs that were created, because with Obamacare, you didn't get fined if you offered a part-time job. We want to change this and offer more full-time employment. We want to put more dollars into the healthcare sector. Okay, apparently healthcare dollar spending went down because deductibles were so high. Well, if healthcare is a huge part of the GDP, then how did that help the economy? So this is something where the Surgeon General is going to have to be a part of. We also have Zika and these other insect vector diseases that are on the rise, West Nile, dengue, there's been a lot of controversy over aerial spraying with pesticides, releasing GMO mosquitoes, and as we talked about, the more you mess with nature, the worse you can make it. So we have not reached the level of preparedness needed. That's something the Surgeon General will be overseeing. The opioid overdose epidemic, which Surgeon General Murphy had been very diligent with. We have prescriptions written and abused. That's at an all-time high. But the problem is nobody is treating chronic pain. And the chronic pain epidemic is outpacing, or actually the restrictions in writing prescriptions is outpacing how we're dealing with chronic pain. That's a public health issue. And marijuana. More people are going to be going to marijuana. Marijuana will be a public health issue as we don't have the logistics figured out on how we deal with secondhand smoke, how we deal with car accidents, teen use, employee accidents, drivers under the influence. So as marijuana becomes more legal, this is going to be a growing public health and environmental issue. And then we got the superbugs getting stronger. Remember, the ACA restricted a lot of the pharmaceutical companies from making profits. So we saw a drop in R&D, less research and development for drugs means we have less things coming around the bend to fight off these super bugs. This is, again, something the Surgeon General is going to have to be all over. Now, Ben Carson was, I believe, considered his choice, and I think he was even offered Health and Human Services Secretary beyond that. But from what we heard, it's been rumored that he said no. He has lack of government experience. He's never run a government agency. From what we understand, he's declined, but we don't have that officially confirmed. So who should become the next Surgeon General? We've joked about this a lot, but honestly, this is a very, very big role, and it should not be blown aside and blown off. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Rebel. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.